KL4HKX, KB2HXS. HKX, KB2HXS.
Thanks, Dave, I'll be right with you. I'm with a customer. KL4HK, clear.
For another 30 minutes, I will be listening for you. KB2HXS.
JD4FDI, W4FCM. W4FCM.
HXS, N4ZLK. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, KB2HXS Mobile. Or I should say, Dave's not here, man.
Here, I got a question for you.
Uh-oh. Okay, let's see. Go ahead.
An easy one. A while ago, I heard you talking about sending your radio off down to a place in Georgia. And I might need to send my old Yaesu down there. If they'll work, I don't know if they work on Yaesus, but I was wondering if there's any way I could get the contact information for this location from you.
Oh, absolutely, yes. I believe it's called Skyland Radio. I'm driving right now. I could give you the phone number. They're literally right down in Georgia, just on the north side of Atlanta. And yes, he works on everything. He did a fantastic job on my ICOM 706. Got that back up and running and whatnot, and he's very good. It's a couple of week turnaround time, probably like 2 to 3 weeks, depending on his workload. But yeah, I believe it's called Skyland Radio. But when I get the opportunity, do you have my email address, or can you copy my email, or I can get you my phone number somehow?
My email is my call, N4ZLK at att.net, or if you want to give me yours, I can try to remember it as well. I'm driving, too.
Yeah, I know. I don't like giving too much information out over the radio. can you get on QRZ.com?
Should have said that, too, but yeah, I can do that. If you're good on there, I'll just send you an email at some point.
Yeah, if you don't mind, and I'll get you the information on that place. A guy, real nice guy, you know. He can call down there. He'll chat with you for a minute. You know, very pleasant person to deal with, you know, and does a great job.
Up and send you an email later. My radio has always, since I inherited it, has always been a little off frequency. I just have to barely turn the knob to center it. Usually I'm down to whatever the frequency is. I drop down 1/10 of a hertz or whatever it is. I'm not sure how you would say it. But now I've got the internal battery is going, and I might be able to replace that, but I'm thinking I might just send it off and have him go over it and retune everything up.
Yeah, he'll do a great job on that. You know, he's fully equipped. He can take a dead radio and bring it back to life. That's the kind of work he'll do, and that's quality work, you know. But he's very trustworthy. I got his name through a ham radio outlet down there. There's a recommendation from them, because I won't go to the seller in North Carolina anymore.
I appreciate it, Dave. I'm not sure who the other guy is, but I did hear you talking about it. I think maybe Chad even sent something down there. I think I heard him saying it. So at least one good recommendation between the two of you.
No problem. I highly recommend them. I wouldn't go anywhere else, put it that way. Wouldn't even send it back to the manufacturer. Send it to him.
And I meant to say one trustworthy recommendation between the two of you. That's what I meant to say.
Okay. I'm not sure which one you mean, me or Chad, but okay.
You know, I'm just joking. Anyway, all right, I'll get you an email. I appreciate it. Let me break with you here. I forgot I was supposed to go somewhere else on the way to work, and I didn't go the way I meant to, so now I got to find a cut through so that I can get over there. Anyway, I'll talk to you later. KB2HXS, N4ZLK. Thanks a lot.
All right, Shane, no problem. Pay attention to what you're doing there. All right, KB2HXS will be listening out.
HXS, KO4HKX. Good morning.
Good morning, Patrick. Where are you at today?
I am in Cherrydale area today.
All right, I'm heading down to Woodruff right now. I got to go look at the system. And then, are you going to be in Cherrydale pretty much all day?
Yeah, and then we got our monthly meeting of the MACO group later this afternoon down toward Pelham Road.
MACO group, is that your tool group or is that a radio group?
It's my tool group.
Oh, I'm sorry, MACO. Yeah, the brain didn't kick in on that one, sorry. Okay. All right, well, I'll keep in touch with you. I don't have a whole lot going on this week as of yet, but one phone call could change that like it did yesterday. But, yeah, let's keep in touch.
Just whenever you're ready.
Yeah, I've been busy, busy, busy. It hit 90 degrees and blam, I'm all over the place.
But I was going to say, the hotter it gets, the busier you'll be.
Pretty good this year, too. A lot of recommendations, you know. A lot of repeat customers and customers giving my name out, which is really good. I appreciate that.
That's the best way to do it, in my opinion.
Yeah, it saves a lot of money on advertising.
Honestly, there's no better advertising than word of mouth. I mean, it may take a while, but you get more loyal customers out of it.
The right thing for people, which, you know, I generally do. I mean, I can't help everybody. You know, there are just certain situations, you know, I just can't help only because, you know, either the system is too old or you know, the people don't have the money to do it, and I just have to walk away, you know. And I'll do everything I can, you know, short of costing me money, as it were. But, you know, hey, you know, every once in a while, I got to do something for free, you know.
Usually comes back tenfold.
Oh, I have no problem. And, you know, if I can take care of it, excuse me, if I can take care of it relatively inexpensively, and, you know, if people are hurting for money or something, you know, I'll just charge them the part and get them up and running and, you know, go from there. Or, you know, because I'm not going to lie to somebody. I just can't do that.
That's not good for business. I don't care what the reason is.
No. No, you can never tell me I lied to you. Hey, I may upset you once in a while if I'm running a little late or something. I'm never going to lie to you.
I'm doing it. I teach my customers that I might make some mistakes, but I'll own up to it and do the best I can. That way, you know, next time when I tell you something, it's the truth. That's all I've got is my word.
Yeah. Yeah, this is, that, I mean, that's it. That's, you really can't say much more about that. I don't really want to say much more about that. But, yeah. Anyway, let me get back with you, Patrick. I'm heading down 101 here. I'm heading down to Woodruff. And I got to keep an eye on where I'm going here.
I'll be around today. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 73s. Be careful.
Oh, I'll try. KB2HX has to be listening out.
KX, good morning, Patrick. M4ZLK.
How are you?
I had to tell Dave a minute ago, I had to put the microphone down because my truck was just driving like it normally does, and I meant to turn off a little earlier. Had to have to drop something off this morning on the way to work, but it's not the way I normally go.
I was going to give you a hard time about it, but I've made that mistake, so I better not.
Give me a hard time. There's plenty of times my work vehicle even makes turns when I don't need to, especially if it's a place I go to every day, and for some reason that day I don't need to go to. My truck will just turn in the driveway anyway or the parking lot without even me thinking about it.
Mine will be the same thing. It's amazing how this truck knows where it needs to go.
Used to do that, and I've heard of the old milkman routes. You know, they wouldn't even have to guide the horse anymore. The horse would know right where to go and where the next stop was. So I can see why a truck would do that.
I'm going to have to say 73s. I'm at my next stop. So, Shane, you be careful. Dave, if you're still listening, be careful out there. And y'all have a good day. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 73s.
Yeah, I'm still out here. And I got a story for that truck going the wrong way deal.
Have a good day. I hope it's a good one. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, when I lived in New York and I ran the Florida run with Allied, somehow, and to this day I can't explain it, somehow my truck would wind up in Orlando. Yeah, I don't know how that used to happen.
Difference in just the wrong parking lot.
No, I don't know. You know, there's all kinds of things to do in Orlando, and my dispatcher used to break my horns about it. He goes, what are you doing in Orlando again? I'm like, I'm at Disney today, or I'm at the go-kart track, or something. He'd laugh at me all the time.
And somebody's load down there that was supposed to go somewhere else?
No, no, no. I was empty by then, waiting on a reload or something, or taking a day off before I head back north.
The story that isn't exactly my fault. I got called in when I first started moving into driving the big trucks. They called me in one night. He said, I just need you to make a short trip to Columbia. You just go down there and back. And I said, okay. I hadn't slept that day, and I told him, I didn't sleep, so I don't want to work long. He goes, that's all right, just real quick, down to Columbia and back. So I got to Columbia, and the guy looked at me and said, I need you to go to Greensboro. And I said, well, I'm not supposed to, and I haven't slept, and I came out of Spartanburg today, or this evening. And he goes, oh, you'll have time. You're going to Greensboro. So I knew of 77, but I'd never been on 77 and didn't pay attention to it. And when I pulled out of the building down there, we were 2 miles from where 77 kicks off and goes to, goes to Charlotte. But I just came back up 26. Thinking that was the way to go, and it just really made that trip a lot longer.
Oops. Yeah. I haven't had too many things like that happen to me on the road, but, you know, back in the day, we didn't have GPS. You have to open up that big trucker's map and take a look at where the heck you're going, and then rely on the CB to find out where the traffic is. Anyway, Shane, let me get back out of here. I'm almost where I have to be. I'm down here in Woodruff. Gotta go look at the system real quick and see if we can't figure something out for this fella. Have a good morning. We'll catch you later. N4ZLK, KB2HXS.
Okay, enjoyed it. N4ZLK clear.
W4FCM. W4FCM.